So,
hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to this
minisode
of the Calypso Cigar Review mini-sode. Podcast. It's a minisode. Yeah. I'm Brandon Luna.
I'm Randy Rankin.
I'm Scardeet Nate, bitches.
And we are at the Calypso Cigar Shop and Lounge once again.
After hours.
Slightly tilter. Looks like we're on a slope.
Are we?
With the video version.
Do we need? Yeah, we really are, because that sign
this time I'm bigger, and you're smaller. All right.
Can
usually
we,
you're the one that's big and I'm small.
Can we stop and fix it?
No. No, it's fine. Nobody watches this. We got like 30 viewers.
Oh, that Liga thing has like 120
yeah,
or something.
Did you see that?
You know why? Because it's fucking
Liga,
awesome.
Because it's fucking Liga. So today we are doing something that Uncle Gary sent us from House of Emilio. It is the 1502 Black Gold.
I've got the emerald here.
He has the emerald. Unfortunately, he only watches the shows where it's just me and Randy, so
apparently he doesn't know of my existence.
Actually, that's because I bet you I know why he sent this to us, because we did that one Emilio one, and he always, you know, he's like Mr. Internet savvy and he retweets everything, and it was just you and I sitting over in the corner doing the review.
Oh, that's right.
And we said I'd smoke more of these, and boom, send us more House of Emilio stuff. Nice. Yeah,
thank you, Uncle Gary.
Thank you, Uncle Gary. We're not sending three of the same cigars. But thanks.
Last time we did one of these, he posted, like, Uncle Gary approves.
Yeah, exactly. He's a cool dude.
Never met him, but I'd like to meet him.
So that's the Black Gold.
Texas
I met him.
Tea.
He's cool. Yeah.
So as I'm pulling the deets on these, what are we drinking with it?
We are drinking a very inexpensive scotch.
Drumgoosh. I don't know.
It's a single malt scotch from the Highlands, and it was $20. So, hey.
I just wanted to hear you say goosh.
Explain the cigar while I cut with our Monte Cristo cigar scissor, donated to us by Eddie Gubito.
God, you'd think we were a sponsored show.
We're not.
Get money.
All right, so long story short, this is the 1502 Black Gold. Texas.
You got to say it.
It's the box press Corona. It looks like a long
name, dude.
Really, Dick?
Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. You're lying.
Go ahead.
Anyway. Ooh, wow. That was a nice cold draw.
Ooh, it's
it,
nice.
It appears to be all Nick. Fuck you.
It's all wide open.
All Nick Robin?
That's what it looks like.
All right. Hey, you closed my phone. I was going to read it because you weren't.
I read it.
Cigar Deep Mate is not doing his job.
Smell tea. I actually smell tea on the emerald.
Maduro sun grown wrapper. Yeah.
It's the sun grown, man. On all the sun grown, like just. Anyway.
What? You don't like sun grown?
I forgot what I was going to say about halfway through.
You start mid, start to make a point, and midpoint you stop.
That's typically how it works
with
me.
Yeah, that's working.
Especially when I'm six scotches in.
Six. Nice.
Six scotches.
I am going to up.
Six servings. There's been two shots in each, so it's about 12 scotches in.
That's not really how multiplication works.
Six times two is 12.
Yeah, but I haven't had 6 drams of it. I've had 3 drams at 2 apiece.
Servings of 2 ounces.
Now, he is smoking the Emerald, which is Corojo Habano from Nicaragua, with a long filler from San Andres, Mexico, from the fields of Esteli, Condega, and Nicaragua. So he's got a different version of it.
Nice.
Yep. But there
cool.
Is
cold draw is really nice.
It's very sweet right at the start.
Oh, you got? Okay.
I'm getting some sweet.
I haven't lit mine yet.
Cold draw is really nice, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, House Emilio is a cool setup because they've got a lot of new guys that are coming in. They give them an opportunity to get their brand started. They back them, and they got a lot of good names under their umbrella. Mm-hmm. And it's a really unique way to get a lot of really good cigars.
And we hung out with Noel Rojas.
Yeah, today.
He's with Guayacon.
Really cool guy. So, other than Guayacon, what's another cigar that I would recognize?
As
Resign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1502.
Mm-hmm. I actually had an Ezra Zion. Tantrum is my first cigar for the day.
There you did.
That was a mistake.
That's a good first cigar, man. That's a little blow your mind thing going on there.
It makes for a terrible second through fourth, though.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because you can't taste anything after that.
Anything
thing's a powerhouse.
Some sweetness, some sweet.
It's sweety and meaty.
Sweet Tabasco-y is what I was trying
to say. Racist, man.
Well, I'm just quoting Big Bang Theory.
Jeez.
Is your wife's cousin-in-law or something on it?
Are we gonna,
and I've taken my first sip of the expensive scotch.
It's pleasant.
It's very mild.
I don't know that I would douche with it, but it's very good.
You know, we weren't blue at all on the last episode.
No, you weren't. That's the reason you invite me to these things.
Mm. We weren't?
Not at all.
That's a horrible episode.
We were trying to keep it straight.
So what minisode is this anyway?
Minisode 9004.
48, third lean. Something like that.
Are you going to tell our
Why are you going to say that? Damn it. All right.
Well, the 100, 200 times that we're going to drink scotch tonight.
Okay.
Jeez, what are we talking about? I have no clue what you were saying.
I've actually got an Uber parked out front. He's going to be pouring us into
Okay. This has been the talk on the radio the last 2 days.
Okay.
Is that Justin Bieber roast? Did you guys watch that?
God. I've heard about it, but I haven't seen
There were some funny lines. That, I'm not big into those roasts because they're just ball kicking too much.
Mean-spirited, you know? Yeah.
But there were some funny lines. And Jeff, I can't remember the comedian. She pointed to Jeff Ross. She says, glad to see you're here on the one night. Your one night of year that you actually get to work in entertainment. And how's that Uber job going for you? Oh, man. But some of the lines they play were funny. There were some funny stuff. But I just don't like watching those.
They're funny. I like the old Shatner one was really good.
The Foxworthy one was good. Yeah. I like the old Dean Martin ones. Because while they're mean, they had to be mean without being dirty. I don't care about being dirty, but I think it's funnier, harder to be funny without being dirty.
Yeah.
Do you think they learned it from their dirty?
Probably.
Is it in
their dirty? The Shatner one, they actually had they threw a couple lines towards George Takei that I thought were pretty funny. Really? They're like, hey, George, when you came out of the closet, did it go,
That's funny. Well, you know, Jeff Foxworthy is a real religious guy.
Yeah.
A big Christian.
It's hard to tell.
And they were just going, he never cusses in his shows. That's the joke. Won't say, yeah, okay, you're being sarcastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so man, they're just railing on him. And finally, he's like, my Sunday school teacher watches.
If your Sunday school teacher watches the roast,
you might not be a Sunday school teacher any longer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but so nobody watched the Justin Bieber roast?
No.
I saw expert.
I try and avoid all contact with him at all.
I didn't see it, so I can honestly say that the only time I've ever seen Justin Bieber even talk. Once he was on an episode of Ridiculousness, and that's it. That is my Justin Bieber exposure.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Giant douche, right?
Oh, yeah.
All I know is the chick that plays him on Saturday Night Live looks a lot like him. Really funny.
That's funny.
I will have you guys know I'm currently wearing the underwear that he advertises.
Oh, yeah?
That's how I know.
Calvin Klein Micro Suede.
That's how I know he's gay. Bieber fever in his pants.
You saw the Photoshop job they did.
On who?
Bieber.
I don't want...
They gave him a whole dick.
What did he have? He used to have half a dick?
That's the joke.
Okay. I heard he's a whole dick.
He's like six dicks. Speaking of Brown...
He's like a whole bag of dicks.
Yeah. Okay, too much Bieber talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bieber instead.
Yes. Any of you guys seen some good titties this week? Any good titties? No? No.
You saw some good titties?
Always.
Damn it.
Twice a week.
Being single must be
nice. I just showed them to you like 2 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Brooke, don't watch the show, please.
Yeah, but you showed him yours and they weren't that nice.
Nigga, please. I got the best tits at this table.
He is manspreading. They were a little bit bigger than
you. Don't say that word.
Please?
Titties.
Titties and beer. Yeah.
God. What was that?
This is
Honeycomb,
a shit show.
Honeycomb song. I was trying to think of what the hell that song was. Honeycomb song. Do you remember that episode of The Office where Andy, what's his name? He's in all this. Ed Helms. Mm. All through the show, he keeps going, give me a break. Give me a break. No, keep. Break me off. And he just, like, stops it there and he's like,
It's
hilarious. So he put different words in it and it was hilarious. Jim got him convinced that it was a certain... I can't wait to get
something else other than Kit Kat bar. Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome.
Sponsored by Kit Kat.
I wish we were sponsored by Kit Kat.
That'd be great.
I love Kit Kats.
Oh, Kit Kats are great. But then like Twix better.
Then we would have to pair chocolate
I like
cigars.
The peanut butter Twix.
Mm.
That is yummy. That's good stuff.
Okay, so candy question.
Okay.
When you were a kid at Halloween, what was the candy that you did not eat from the bag? The one that you just said, fuck that, I'm not eating it, throw it away.
Any of the ones that had Spanish on them.
The ones, because those are hardly candy, man. It's like let's take some hot shit and roll it in. Let's take a pit of a fucking fruit and roll it in some hot shit and then call it candy. Like that's the fucking worst candy in the world. Why would you fucking suck on a pit of a peach pit and call it a fucking candy?
Exactly.
Fucking Mexican candy.
Sucks. Red anyway. Hots.
Yeah.
And
I like Red Hots.
Red Hots.
I like Red Hots. Smoke right in my face. Jelly beans.
Yeah,
and just any, down. Any. Just
I hard, love jelly beans.
Any hard candy in general, you know, like they give you like a butterscotch thing.
You know what I didn't like was those things that were wrapped in the black paper. It was black or orange
and
paper.
Oh, and they were gooey.
And it was just nasty.
Dude, those were my favorite.
Those were fucking
They were supposedly nougat. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they were some other shit. They were nasty. I didn't eat those. I always went for the candy bars, obviously, because you want to eat the candy bars. Yeah. Except for I didn't like... wasn't Mounds, but what's the other one? I like the ones with the nuts.
Almond Joys.
Almond Joys I like, but Mounds nuts.
So I like Mounds.
Mounds don't.
Because I like nuts.
Sometimes you feel like nut. Sometimes you don't.
Yep.
I just fucking said that, asshole.
That's why I said it. You sang it. Now, here's the deal. What
are you channeling Homer?
I love the chocolate.
Who misses casual sex?
I love the chocolate on Almond Joy.
Yeah.
But I like the lack of nuts in the Mounds, so they should switch those.
They need to make Mounds. They should have four varieties.
Mounds should never have nuts on them unless it's between them, and kind of a squishy together kind of.
Look what you did!
I think your dick might be a little high.
No, because it's in the mouth, and then you.
Good lord! My Sunday school teacher walked up to me.
On that note, we're going to take a break because this is a minisode. What do you guys think of the first third?
This thing, but it's good. Very tasty.
Very tasty. What's your first?
I wouldn't know. I'm not smoking what you're smoking.
Mm. What do you think of yours?
It's good. My palate's a little blasted, but I'm getting a little bit of sweetness off of it that I really enjoy.
This one has some sweetness to it, for sure.
It does.
It's kind of all I'm getting from it, actually, is sweet.
All right.
But that's okay.
All right, so we're going to take a little break. We'll come back for the second third of the 1502 Black Gold Texas Tea. They need to do a Texas Tea edition. That'd be cool.
They do.
Penis.
Well, first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. And folks said, Jed, move away from there. Did you know that Buffalo Bill, Norman Bates, and somebody else?
You fucked up your own check.
Our face on Eggie. Stop it, boy.
That's called the reach back around.
Right there. That wasn't staged at all.
Who's Ed Gein? Who's the third person? Buffalo Bill.
Ed
Norman
Gein.
Bates.
Norman Baines.
Leatherface.
Leatherface. There you go.
And we're back.
That was actually
we're back for the second third of the 1502 Black Gold Texas Tea.
That was actually a 40-minute gap while Randy was trying to figure out that anecdote.
Well, it was new. I had never told that anecdote before.
Yeah, okay.
Except twice a day at the shop.
Episode 99.5.
Well, yeah, I think he actually did drop that on 99.
No, I did not. I just listened to that last night.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
It made me hard.
Sorry,
excellent.
I burped.
Excellent.
Would you fuck you?
I'd fuck me.
I wouldn't fuck you. I wouldn't fuck you so hard.
God.
How drunk are you, Randy?
I'm not. I'm trying to pretend drunk. Because I'm an actor.
Does that project his voice?
Yes! Ha ha! Jeez.
You know we're filming, right?
Yeah. I know, I was looking at myself when that happened.
Yeah, he's like, my shit shakes too much now. I'm old.
My shit shook.
Your cheeks are like,
oh, my cheeks always shook. My mom used to have marshmallow cheeks. I swear, she used to say that. It used to piss me off.
Marshmallow cheeks.
Did she put them in hot cocoa?
Yes, and it burned and it hurt like crazy.
And then like slice them off of your face and use them for sustenance.
That's very evil right there. That's almost as creepy as your stairs you showed us.
Yeah,
those were some fucking creepy ass stairs.
That's what made me think about Ed Gein.
Yeah. Scary stairs. Yeah.
And I'm going to be working there soon.
That's cool.
Right, nice.
Yo.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't go there at night. It looks moldy and weird. It was funky looking. I don't know, man.
Who uses plywood as a wall?
No, dude, that was raw brick.
Oh, was it? It looked like plywood.
No, it was brick.
Okay.
Weirdo.
Cunt.
Brick-shaped plywood.
They have that fake, that crick or whatever, that stuff that's like a fake brick that it's just basically, you buy it at Home Depot.
Crick, right?
I did.
Yeah, crick. Concrete brick? Crick?
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I don't know.
Crick.
Wait, he didn't fuck it up, and we thought he did. Holy crap!
I thought you're talking about the water runs in your backyard.
To the creek. Yeah, no. No, it's like fake brick, and you put it up on walls, and it gives you a brick look, but it's not real. No.
That's a clever story. Tell it again.
Hey, did you know that that Ed Gein was used as the basis for
Leatherface
and
Norman Bates?
Norman Bates and
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
I did not know that, but I can see the tie in there.
That's fucking cool as shit.
And Norman Bates. Did we say Norman Bates? We said Norman Bates.
Yeah, Norman Bates.
Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees.
No.
This is a really crap show. You know that, right?
Yeah.
This is probably the worst
because we're
show
talking and the camera's on and the recorder's on, so it's going to be crap.
It's going to be crap. That's what we do. We do crap.
Why did you point at his phone and say the recorder?
I don't know. We're using a small
Yeah, it was sitting there earlier. Mm-hmm. Now it's sitting over here.
Using my Zoom H4N for the nerds out there that want to know how we do this magic.
How the magic happens.
It's pretty cool.
And you got to have velvety voices we do.
Yeah, you got to have that velvety voice.
That's
baby.
The problem with Nate. He doesn't have that voice that we've got. And for
put that voice down real low like that, and you go, "Oh yeah."
You start talking, you just say, "This is for
this
the
is
ladies.
The best episode ever."
This one's for the ladies.
So, did you guys see that episode?
Barry White.
Did you see that episode of Howard Stern where he told a chick to
take her clothes off?
No, to sit on a speaker, and then he just
he did that in the movie too.
I didn't see that episode.
Yeah,
I'm sure it exists. So.
Hey, did you ever see that time of Family Feud?
Hey, did you know that Ed Gein was the basis for,
okay.
for Family Feud?
We were watching Family Feud the other day, and there were some dumb answers. I've shown you this before, and I can't remember if I've shown you. But for all you listeners out there that are paying attention to me, because no one else is.
I think you broke me, Brent.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I am liberated.
It's the greatest bad answer in history, and then Richard Dawson's reaction is even greater. Mm-hmm. But the question was... During what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
November.
September. She just pops out, September. He's like, he loses it. I mean, they have to stop the clock.
Yeah.
He rolls on the floor. Then when the next contestant's up, he can't even talk to her. Because he has to read the question again. He just can't do it. So, during what month of pregnancy? September.
I like that. What was that? There's that one viral clip that was like the dating game or something. Like, where's the weirdest place your husband's ever asked you to have sex? She's
in
like,
the butt.
What is the weirdest location you've ever had sex? In the butt. And Bob Eubanks is like, no.
The husband's like,
no. That's fucking classic. You know, man. You guys are reflecting a video that went around Facebook for like 3 months, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm only on Facebook for business things.
These things only happened in the 70s, so it's not like we're trying to be real current and trendy. But anyway, yeah, if you YouTube...
What was that I heard about YouTube Ed Gein the other day?
Shut up. If you YouTube Family Feud September, it's about a five-minute clip. It is freaking hilarious. But anyway, Ed Gein.
What
I was
that?
Saying about Ed Gein.
I almost got scotch up the nose, man. I almost got scotch up the nose right there.
What I was saying about Ed Gein.
Okay,
he's from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Which is also where Jeffrey Dahmer is from.
Oh, I saw a thing the other day on TV. You were talking about the vagina murders, whatever the thing you're watching.
What's that? Vagina
murders. The forensic files.
I call it the vagina murders, whatever.
Vagina murders.
There was like some couple that was a killer couple in California, and the girl's last name was Dahmer. I'm like, come on. It's like somewhere there's a
little
suspect. Her last name's Dahmer.
Yeah.
Done.
Boom. Get her. You know, it's like just round up all the Dahmers. There's got to be a couple of them in the area.
Jeez.
There's a guy that was, no joke, there's a guy that began a tech company whose name was originally Hitler. and he was like either a direct descendant of his brother or something like that.
Well, that means he'd be a direct descendant of him, not just his brother.
No, you're not a descendant of your uncle.
Why not? It's still bloodline.
Yeah, it's bloodline.
It's bloodline, but it's not direct descendant.
Like saying you're not a direct descendant of like a niece or something, maybe, but...
You're not a direct descendant of your uncle, dude.
Anyway,
okay,
Gein.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, dude's name was originally Hitler. I'm not going to say who
Hitler,
he is because
it's
a big name.
Did he change it to Hitler?
No, he changed it to something completely different.
Yeah. Joe's. Edith Joe's. That's how Edith Joe's came about. His real name is Hitler. Edith Hitler's. He decided to change it because that was a bad name for a place to eat at.
O's.
Wow, that was a nerd moment right there.
Boom, fist bump.
Yeah, you got to watch that movie if you haven't seen it.
Mighty Wind.
Fantastic.
It's a mighty wind that's blowing, and it's blowing you and me.
Can we end this segment?
No, this is the best segment ever. Okay, if you haven't seen the Christopher Guest mockumentaries, watch them.
Yes.
They're awesome. Yep. How would you rank them real quick?
Spinal Tap's still my favorite.
Okay, you can't count Spinal Tap because that was Rob Reiner directed.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm going to go...
Because Spinal Tap would be everybody's number one.
Yeah. Shit. I'm going to go Best in Show, number one.
You know the word shit does not have an A in it, right?
Shit. Did I say shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a Texas thing. I don't know. Is that a Texas thing? Mexican
shit.
Thing.
Shit.
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
I'd go... what did I say?
Best in Show,
then Mighty Wind, and then Waiting for Guffman. Because I really don't like Waiting for Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, Mighty Wind.
Who is your favorite character based off of Ed Gein?
Leatherface, he's cool.
Well, let's go. Let's mention the three people that he was based on. So we'll know.
Yeah, let's recap.
Base. Captain Kirk.
I'm gonna go Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill is the coolest.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk. What?
I don't know. I'm just throwing random characters out now.
Maxwell Smart.
That was a good one. And Michael Jackson.
All right. All right. Speaking of Starfleet captains,
mm-hmm.
Kirk, Picard, or Janeway, and none others existed.
Wow. What? Kirk. Kirk's the win for me. Picard's cool, but Kirk was the man.
Which do you think did more for human-alien relations?
Oh, my God. Are we having this conversation?
Yeah, that's a nerd conversation. Probably Picard.
Okay.
Because Kirk just fucking killed everything and fucked it. If he couldn't fuck it or kill it, he was done with it. And Spock took care of it. You know, that was pretty much it.
Wow. Star Trek talk.
Yeah.
Nice. Although I do like that Saturday Night Live thing where Shatner goes
off. Get alive!
And then he's like, of course, that was from episode.
Exactly.
And then like, oh, yeah, right.
That's a good one.
That was awesome.
So, Star Wars, you excited for it? The new one?
No.
No?
No.
I am. I think it's going to be great.
Well, considering Carrie Fisher's in it, but she's 30 years older.
No.
No.
Almost 40. Oh, you guys suck.
Almost 40. Yeah. You're right.
She was so hot. Dude. I have a story about her that I can't tell on the air.
Coke did a terrible, terrible disservice to her body.
I got
to
hear this. Let's take a break. We'll come back after the story that he couldn't tell on the air. Second, third, tasty, just like the first.
Not overly complex.
No, but
less sweet.
Good amount of spice. Still good amount of sweetness on this version. Yeah. Definitely some like coffee notes to it as well.
Yeah.
That's very tasty. Yeah.
And it goes well with the scotch, whatever the scotch
is. And what
called.
Do you got?
I'm getting less sweet, more spice,
okay.
No chocolate.
Okay.
Excellent. Still very good.
We'll be back.
Manja. So the first time you came was with Carrie Fisher?
He's a fucking idiot. He doesn't even listen to the story. He adds stuff to stories.
And we're back for the last third of the 1502 Black Gold Texas Tea.
I wouldn't mind coming on Carrie Fisher.
Never mind. I'm not saying a word. I didn't say shit during the break. I'm smoking my cigar.
Speaking of brown.
I was talking about Ed Gein, but that didn't happen.
We had some bromance in between the
show. Fuck ass recorded one of them.
One.
He recorded more than one.
Well, he recorded the one I didn't want him to record.
It was going through all
you like
of
that nickname? Fuck ass?
Fuck ass. It's pretty accurate.
It's okay. Jeez.
It's been a while, though. I need to go get me.
Stop
I need
it,
to go
stop
down.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
I need to go down to JR's.
Jeez.
I haven't been to JR's in a while, man.
I haven't been to JR's in a long time either.
Let's go to JR's after the show.
Yeah. Are you talking about the cigar place?
No.
Oh, JR's.
Like that's not even the JR's.
No, this is a cigar. This is JR's.
I'm talking, about the gay bar in downtown.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'll go there for drinks and shit. That's
Let's
fun.
Go, dude.
That's
I've been
time.
There. I've been there.
They have
a lot
karaoke
of gay bars.
Stuff?
Yeah, actually.
Cool.
You don't want to. I tried to
start that for Isabel and her girlfriend.
Yeah, we were all supposed to go weeks ago.
No, back in the day when I first met them. One Friday I had to go with them. We all hung out together. I'd go with them to the gay bar on one Friday, and then the next Friday they'd have to come with me to. A cool bar. Not a cool bar.
A straight bar. Golly. Dude, Indiana would fucking love you.
No, I didn't mean cool. I meant like, whatever. Anyway. So.
By the way, do we have any listeners in Indiana?
I don't know. We have a shit ton of listeners in California.
God, San Jose and freaking L.A. are all over us.
300
freaking L.A.?
Something
we had 320 downloads from L.A. one day last week.
Wow.
And, North Carolina's jumping back up there, and Wichita is falling.
Yep.
And
Wichita's falling?
Yeah, they're like third. Wichita falls.
The coach laughed.
Speaking of coach, what's going on with that?
Well, we said that in the last episode, but coach is coming back. Yes.
Yep.
Let's do the theme. Da 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 da.
Never getting sued by coach.
Yep. And it's less than 30 seconds, and we're not doing this for monetary purposes.
Okay, cool.
That's the disclaimer.
Uncle Gary.
Wait.
Speaking of disclaimers, Brandon and I were just watching a Tide commercial.
Yeah.
And they were using Rock Around the Clock as their song.
Rock Around the Pod tonight. Yeah. Really? That's what you came up with, guys?
So I texted Pedro. He's like, I'm calling my lawyer tomorrow.
Get me some Tide money.
Tide's got some
He's like, how's the shirt smell? Tied fresh. Guess what? I got tied for life.
That'd be Pedro's luck. Yeah, we'll give you tied for life. Well, thanks.
His mom's like, tied for life. Yay!
Well, that's pretty significant. $300 a year. at, you know, he's going to live at least another 5 years. You know, he's
at least another 5 years. He doesn't drink, man. He's going to live a long time.
Yeah, that's the joke.
He's not Pedro, pickling himself.
Pedro's going to outlive my children.
We're preserving ourselves.
Yeah, we're preserving ourselves from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Pickling? We're pickling. I don't think you pickle with alcohol.
Do you know what?
That'd be really cool.
I've not had a cold in years. So I think it does something.
You had one 2 weeks ago.
That was not a cold. That was a stomach virus thing. That's not a cold.
Were you shitting out of your nose?
You guys are slow. No. I'll take some more.
Dude,
I don't like for my glass to be that light. There we go.
I'm too wasted to drink it like you've been drinking it.
This stuff is very light, though. I mean, it's, you know.
He's a lightweight.
I'm not a lightweight.
You've had more than us today, sir.
Yes, I've had more than both of you together.
Oh, we had a funny moment.
This is not good.
Friends moment here. Mm-hmm. We were having a friends moment with me and Nate and John Lytle, and John Lytle did not realize.
Forgot about that.
I was eating chicken noodle soup, and he goes, "Oh, you're eating noodle soup?" And so we start doing the scene, and he's like,
noodle soup.
And so John goes, "Noodle soup." And so it starts dawning on me, I'm like, he doesn't watch Friends.
Yeah.
So I said, "Are we all doing the same bit?" He's like, "I don't know. Were we doing a bit? I thought we were doing a noodle soup bit." And I told him the thing with Joey, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't know that."
That's funny. Noodle soup. I mean,
noodle soup.
Chicken. Damn it! Soup.
You mean soup? I mean noodle soup.
What else would it be though if it's not noodle soup? I never got that. What kind of soup was it?
Tomato soup. It could be.
Whatever.
Other soup.
They were just saying the line is soup, and he kept saying noodle soup.
And he practiced with tomato soup.
Yeah. Mm.
So they give him chicken noodle. He's like,
noodle soup.
Damn it!
Kid's like, stop screwing it up for me.
Take 83. How far did they make it? They made it pretty far.
There's a lot of takes.
Yeah.
So, Tear the Friends is coming back. April Fools. Sorry.
I liked the
Did you
Pacino
just?
That's my only April Fool's joke I've done today.
The Pacino butt thing was funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
Butt double.
I figure he's going to be mad in the scene. So you're angry.
Quick clench.
You're clinching. Yeah. Speaking of April Fools, you know the first thing my daughter said to me this morning when she woke up?
What?
First thing, not hi, not good morning, not, oh, I love you, Daddy, or, you know, anything. It was, you have a spider on your head, Daddy. April Fools.
Wow.
Just like that.
Yeah. She couldn't wait.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Awesome.
It's like, God damn it. Guess what? What, dear? You have a spider on your back. And she went on for like 10 minutes. About
trying to get me. Supposed to play along with it.
I know. Well, no, she was wanting me to say, okay, no, it's not.
That begs the question, what was the best April Fool's prank your parents pulled on you?
It's Christmas Day. Wake up. Hurry up and open your presents.
That's pretty bad.
And it was, what, October or something?
No, it was April 1st.
I'm not joking. I was being sarcastic.
I can't really think of it. I know my wife played one on me that pissed me off, man. I was pissed.
What was that?
Today? Please say
no,
today.
No, this is a while. This is like right after we first got married, and she had someone call from work saying Danny had a bad accident. She cut her hand open.
Oh, that's BS.
I was like, what? I'm like, what? Where's she at? I'm freaking out. I'm like at work. I'm like telling my boss I need to leave and stuff. I'm like, go. Like, to get over there. And she's like laughing. Oh, I'm like, I left work. To come over here, you fucker.
My dad, we used to just leave our bikes in the front yard, and my dad get pissed. So he bought us chains and everything, you know, and he's like, someone's going to steal your bike. So wake up, not thinking it's April Fool's. You know, my dad's like, where'd you leave your bike at last night? Oh, in the yard. What'd I tell you was going to happen? No. It's like, go look in the front yard. So I go, and it's not there, man. I'm bawling.
Yeah.
And then he had hidden them under this porch thing that we had. And he's like, April Fools, but quit looking at your bike in the front yard. Man, I was crying. My bike's gone.
I actually convinced my sister today that I was pregnant.
I'd believe that.
Dad's name is Jamal.
Jeez. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I do not approve of that message. This has gotten a little more complex at the end.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flavor.
Yeah, it's definitely got a lot of flavor to it. It's tasty.
And it's a little spicier now than it was.
I dig them, man. I dig them.
That sounds like you're trying to round up the episode.
No. We still got a couple more minutes.
Yep.
We got more gold to dish out.
We do.
We do, because we've got to make up for the last, you know, 20 minutes or so.
We talked about candy. What's foods you don't eat? What foods do you not like? Like, what would you fucking not eat if someone put it in front of you?
mushrooms.
Does
it? You don't like mushrooms?
Don't like mushrooms.
Mushrooms are awesome.
They're gross.
Does it look like I've ever turned down anything ever?
I'm asking. Like, did you eat like octopus and shit? You've eaten that before?
Yeah.
I've had squid.
Dude. Have you ever had live octopus wrapped around a chopstick? You swallow it whole.
No, I've never done that.
If you do it wrong, he like tries to climb out of your mouth. Like, I'm not even making shit up. It's like so terrifying.
No, I've never done that. You've done that?
Mm-hmm. I don't
put that's live, shitty me?
It's awesome, dude.
I don't put live creatures in my mouth.
Like wiggling shit down your throat is the best.
I've done the goldfish thing. I did that.
Goldfish?
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. You didn't just eat a goldfish? Yeah. Didn't, I was drunk and it was a bet. Like,
I don't like mushrooms.
Fucking bad, but...
You ate somebody's pet.
I ate somebody's pet. It was a fucking frat party or some shit.
Did you shit it out? Or, I mean, did it come out whole?
No, shit? It came out of shit. It wasn't gold shit or anything. It was just not like gold slugger when you shit gold for a week.
Okay. What? Do you have any food?
Wait. Hold on. Gold slugger?
Yeah, you never had gold slugger?
No. What? How flakes. Does that work?
It's actually got gold flakes in it.
It's a minty.
It tastes like
liqueur.
It tastes nasty.
Like a Jaeger kind of
it's
thing?
It's like, Jaeger tastes like peppermint licorice. On it steroids. Tastes like pepper. Yeah, it's like.
It's peppermint schnapps on steroids.
It tastes
steroids.
Like toothpaste. It's like liquid toothpaste.
And you shit.
And you, it has gold flakes in it. If you get the bottom of the last shot, it's like gold flakes all floating in it. You'll see like crystal gold flakes in your shit.
Yeah.
It's
and then you take it to Pawn Stars and try to
sell it. I found this piece of shit. It's got some gold in it. You should try. You've never had gold slugger? He's like, I'm getting some right now.
It tastes.
Just imagine dropping a Cleveland steamer on someone's chest with some gold slugger.
Have you ever had peppermint schnapps?
That's what you were thinking, wasn't it? You dirty fuck. I knew it. I fucking knew it. You're like, I'm going to gold slugger it up and shit on this chick's chest. It's going to be awesome.
Chicks.
You guys are okay.
You never heard of a Cleveland steamer?
I hate you guys.
Wait. Dude, that is the first time in the history of the show that you've been the one to say that, not me.
I know what a Dutch oven is. I'm good at those.
Did you hear about the dude that killed his wife with a Dutch oven?
Yes, we told that story.
If not, you can recap. You can watch episode 64.
Jeez.
Where we talked about that topic.
Yeah.
Tippy topic.
I've done the gold slugger. I've done the Dutch oven a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's fun. Never kill anybody, though, that I know of.
You know, yeah.
I got broke with one. Last weekend.
Did you?
It was nice.
It's funny. It was nice.
She didn't leave me. That's why I know she's a keeper.
Yeah, right? She would have to be.
Save the date. November 18th. I'm calling it right now.
That's your wedding date?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
I'm sure of it.
Shitting on you with gold.
Exactly. Nicely done, sir. Thank you.
Reach back around.
That's going to be that's going to be the wedding night.
Speaking of brown.
Baby, I've been slamming gold slugger all night. You're in for a treat.
You ever done the Upper Decker? Have you done the Upper Decker?
I have done Upper Decker.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you've done that.
I have done the Upper Decker. Again, it was a party. And I was very drunk. And my friend told me what it was. And I'm like, that's fucking hilarious. He's like, you drop it in a deuce? I'm like, yeah. He's like, drop it in the tank. I'm like, fuck yeah. It took a while because it's kind of awkward to stand on the thing. And your butt keeps kind of dipping in the water. But I have done an Upper Decker.
We know Nate's done an Upper Decker.
He's done a different kind of Upper Decker, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man. I won't tell who this happened to, but it's a funny story. This guy that we all know real well. Is that a party? No. It's not. Nobody here. Is that a party and he was drunk?
It was Pedro.
No. So he goes to the... It was at a restaurant. Yeah. And he goes to the urinal.
Wait a minute.
Don't say who this is. And so he's peeing and he realizes he's kind of missing the... So, he goes to lean down, and he hits his head on the metal part, knocks himself out cold. He falls on his back, and pee doesn't stop when you're knocked out. So he's laying on his back and pee everywhere. All over the place. And he had a date. The date walked in and saw it.
Why would you tell that story, Randy?
Made me think of that story.
That's horrible. Nate,
knocked
horrible,
himself
Nate.
Out cold.
I cannot believe he did that, Nate.
Nate, that was so funny. I wish you'd have videotaped that. That would have been on Ridiculousness.
That would have been on Ridiculousness hardcore.
It wasn't Nate, but it was somebody I know.
Wait, someone else? Like, someone else has told you that story?
I just imagine I see. Bam!
That's got to be a scene in a movie somewhere.
I told this guy I'm putting it in a movie.
That would require you to make one.
I remember the process at some point in life.
Oh my God, this is going long.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
That's what she said.
Boom.
Tasty cigar, though.
It is. I don't want to end it.
The smoke is actually pretty pungent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Uncle Gary, again.
Yes, Gary's the man.
He can send us more cigars. That'd be cool.
We have plenty.
I don't know what we get.
Yeah, I'm not telling you. You'll find out when I'm smoking it on a mini somewhere in a different shop.
In the keyword, I could smoke these all day long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the keyword.
I can smoke these all day long.
There we go.
All day long.
Long.
Would you smoke me all day long?
I'd smoke me hard. Yep. Tasty stuff, though.
This is going to be on our class.
Dean was the... No,
I'm kind of punching in the face right now. We got two more Minnesotas to go, buddies. Two more.
Tonight?
No, not tonight. But we need to do two more at least before Friday.
Before the 100th. Yeah, we do. Yeah, you guys are going to get blitzed with some stuff.
Yes, and we have the 100th episode coming up soon. We're going to have some special guests. We're not going to say who yet, but keep viewing or listening.
Kevin Costner and Jill Wagner.
And Ed Gein.
And Ed Gein. That'd be a nice mix there. And if Pedro's here, we'll try to get Tom Selleck to come join us, too. Because Pedro's got... Pedro is
oh, yeah, he does have a crush on Tom Selleck. He has a hard on for Tom Selleck, yeah. Doesn't he?
Man crush sounds better than hard on.
Hard on's more accurate.
I doubt Tom Selleck's ever given him a hard on. He's not Carrie Fisher.
I wonder if that was the first time he jerked off with.
Shut up! God, I hate both of you. I hate both. Okay, I have officially quit the show.
Oh, my God. No, we love you, man.
I'm not doing a show.
No, we don't. You might. And that is all.
So, on that note, we're going to call it. Good cigar. If you haven't tried the 1502 line, give it a go. This is the black gold. We also had the emerald in action there. And we have a couple of the rubies as well, which we'll probably review at a later date.
Very tasty.
Five minutes from now.
Yeah.
Very tasty stick.
Very tasty stick. So as always, it's been great smoking with you guys.
See you later, guys.
See you later. Nate.
Randy.
Randy.
Somebody says Randy.
Other people as well.
People.
Bye, schmucks.
I fuck me so hard.